Hey friends, it's me, your pal, Glenn Tickle, here with an actual ad. All the other ones that we do, obviously also very real. This one, a little different. It's from me. I want you to go to jerkthemagazine.com. It's not porn. Sounds like it might be. I am creating a magazine for jerks that you send anonymously to people you don't like. It's a real thing. I'm writing a lot of articles about jerk and jerk culture, and you can support the Kickstarter and get the magazine early. Go to jerkthemagazine.com. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks. Here's the show. Nothing is good.
It's true.
Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend John Lunger. I don't know if that theme song intro I just tried to do worked.
Well, it'll sound good to the listeners because you're going to just add it in post if it didn't.
I will sure try, but it might be the other one might be over yours. I don't know. We're trying a new setup. We're coming up on 6 months into quarantine. I've committed to the thought that I'm never leaving the house again to perform anywhere except for occasionally at SteelStacks. It's genuinely like the only venue that I see doing outdoor shows right now that I like genuinely trust to go do shows at. Everywhere else, it just seems like they're not ready.
Yeah, I mean, well, it helps that it's a huge campus, so it's really easy to space out.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure part of it. But like, I see like rooftop shows where it just looks like a regular party that people are having. I'm like, that's too close. I don't want to.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't know. We're in our late 30s. Rooftop parties have passed us by.
Yeah, I was going to go to a rooftop screening of Buckaroo Banzai it was almost a year ago, exactly. And part of it was like in the ticket description, they're like, you will have to climb a ladder to get to this roof. And I'm like, I do love that movie, but man, a ladder in this economy?
Yeah.
I don't know if my then 36-year-old body's going to handle climbing up a ladder to a Philly rooftop.
Yeah, and you don't know what kind of ladder they're talking about, too. Is it like an old school wooden one with like the rounded steps for some reason? You know, like the little rods? Whereas it's like, why?
I'm afraid of ladders, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. I don't like them. I don't trust them. The angles never seem obtuse enough.
Yeah, it's a real Euclidean nightmare.
Just always seems like it's going to fall down.
Yeah, well, as always, we're rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time. We're doing a classic episode, which means we don't have a guest with us this week, which means that you and I went to our Facebook pages and asked all of our ding-dong friends what's something that they want to know more about. I got some usable suggestions on my page. Did you get some?
I have not checked as usual. I put it up and then I turn off notifications so as to not taint the no giggle on taint. All right. Not to taint the suggestion. I have two, but they're both pretty good.
Okay. I have 15. Now, I got to say this.
Look at the big boy.
Quite a few people who made several.
Stop.
Suggestions. So they're almost like suggestions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like they're all doing bits.
Very few bits. Very few
which
bits.
We famously hate. We hate comedy and bits.
Yeah, comedy is the worst. There are quite a few people on my list though, so we'll have to do the Vincent Price rule and kind of cross those off. So
I got no. These are both. I got hot suggests from past friends of the show. I believe they've both gotten stuff on before, or I know they're listeners. They're friends of us, so therefore the show. Yeah. Rosalie Fry and Pat Jansen.
Oh, I love both of those people, legitimately.
Big, huge fan.
All right, well,
of both of them. And I hate all 15 of your people. They're garbage.
Wow, you know.
That's not true.
You know.
Yeah,
there's not 15 people. It's like eight. It's like eight people.
I actually probably know and like a lot of them. There's probably one or two stinkers in there, though.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to check. I'm going to go on your Facebook page and look.
Do it up. Well, hit me with Pat's suggestion.
I was going to say, I was going to make you choose between them.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Rosalie's
Green Goblin on the bridge style.
I feel like Rosalie's gotten quite a few suggestions over the years, and so I would just give him Pat a chance.
Okay. Well, the one that we're not doing then is she suggested lighthouses.
Oh.
Which, now that I say it, I do think falls under the, like, probably too broad. Like, give us a lighthouse, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to cover all of lighthouse history, science, and fact in half an hour.
Right, because...
Man, this... I got a new MacBook, not to brag, but the
Siri call... Too late for that, asshole.
...is so sensitive.
Oh, really?
One moment. Who would you like to call?
I was like, hey, Siri. No.
Well, I got earbuds in, so it's not going to hear you.
Damn.
But it goes off whether I say anything close to its name. Like, it's gone off 3 times, me trying to explain this. Huh. Yeah, 22 comments on there.
Yeah, man.
Let's see. Don't know that person. We're not doing mustaches and beards. Stop asking.
I mean, you got to give it to Nicole. She's consistent. There's something to be said about consistency.
Rosalie commented on yours, but yeah, Vincent Price rule. She wants to do Elon Musk, and no.
And also, although, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. I'm looking to see if there are really any one genuine stinker, I would say, for sure, on your list.
There were a couple that I was like, eh.
No, I mean people.
Oh, people. Oh, wow.
Not all the suggestions are great, but...
Wow.
I'm not going to name names.
Yeah,
go until I stop hitting record. Yeah. Then I'll name that name all the live long day.
Ooh, maybe I'll have to delete that post so you don't get in trouble.
Get some hot goss.
I don't know. So what did Sweet Boy Pat Jansen suggest?
Sweet Boy Pat Jansen wants to know about the Seychelles.
Oh, the Seychelles, one of the few places your American passport is still good.
You know about these bad boys? Because I've heard of it.
I think it's in it's the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. I think it's a Francophone country, so they speak French as their language. Seafood is incredible, as you would imagine, from an island nation in the middle of the ocean.
See, islands, I think, yeah, that's, and I think is correct.
Pretty confident.
But I don't think it's...
Everything that I know about it, I saw from like an Anthony Bourdain episode where he went there. You know, so it was like all about food. And like,
I don't think it's Atlantic. Because I think if it was the Atlantic, sure, I would know more about it.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it is.
All right, you sound confident.
But, I mean, I could be wrong.
Like, all I know is, like, fancy vacation place. That's what I think of.
Yeah, but
like, rich dicks go here.
Rich dicks go there, but I also think it is also like a... Well, I mean, I guess you have this in any island nation. It's a very blue-collar nation with, like, fishermen and kind of... You know, that tradition.
It's like a bunch of islands, right? It's like a buttload. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a buttload. But yeah, in the year of...
That's why it's plural.
Yeah,
it's not the Seychelles.
Yeah, in the year of our Dark Lord Satan, 2020, it's one of the few places that Americans can still go. I'm pretty sure about
Let's
that.
Let's go.
I don't
We've not charted in any distant countries in a while, but...
We also aren't checking.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I checked a couple times, but because since everything's bad, like, even though we've not really, we're recording this with a few episodes in the can, but we've not put an episode out in about 6 months.
Yeah.
So, like, it's no question that we're not charting, but also, like, not, it still makes me feel bad that we're not.
Well, I mean, don't feel too bad.
So why check?
I mean,
that's not going to make me not do it.
I know. I don't know why I'm trying to talk you off a ledge. Truthfully, I don't care all that much. Feel bad. We should have been working harder.
We should all feel bad all the time. It should be illegal to ask someone how they're doing in 2020.
Oh God, yeah, right. And it's just like, I know I'm guilty of it too. It's tough, man. It's tough. It's almost like we almost need a safe word for to indicate that you're actually being genuine, that you care about that person and want to know, as opposed to it just being like a common pleasantry, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know, maybe if I called you up, I'd be like, hey Glenn, arugula, how you doing? And
spicy,
then you'd know that I was
spicy lettuce.
Yeah. Oh, so good. It's peppery. Delightful.
Yeah. Cause I've had like friends reach out on social media and stuff and be like, hey, just checking in, making sure you're good. And I'm like, oh, I genuinely appreciate this. But then also, like, people I barely know will text me and be like, hey, just, you know, what's up? I don't have time for this. Leave me alone. So, not to get too into there was a joke that I cut from my special Good Grief, available now on Amazon Prime.
Nice plug, yeah.
Thank you. Because I stopped doing it pretty early in the test runs of the show because it seemed to genuinely upset people. And like, granted, the whole special is about my brother's death, so parts of it are a little upsetting. But I would talk about how, like, the day my brother died, people would ask me, they're like, "Hey, how are you?" And the joke is I scream at them, "Bad, I'm doing bad. Why would you ask that?"
Oh, I love that so much.
But on paper, I think it's really funny, but I think because I'm not a yelly comic, so right. I think it would just, to me, the louder I yelled it, the funnier it was. But like, sometimes I like raise my voice to my baby just like to get her attention, to like get her to stop doing something. Mm-hmm. And she, like, the audience would look at me the same way my baby does if I get too loud, to like startle her on purpose. So I'm like, oh, this doesn't work. But now, like, I'm.
I wish you would have had that in there. I actually think the problem is that every test audience that you had for your special was filled with a bunch of fucking cowards.
Yeah, babies.
I was in one of those test audiences, I think. So
I'm doing.
I didn't hear that joke.
I'm headlining a show on September 18th at Steel Stacks outside safely. I'll probably do it there, but about 2020 instead of.
Nice. My favorite part is based on our current work ethic, there's no way this episode is coming out before that show.
There's a possibility, because this is the third one. This is the third in our queue.
I don't know. We're recording this at the end of August, Glenn. I don't know.
So we've got this one.
And a couple
of
others.
Two more.
Right.
I just got to pop them on the old internet.
I don't know,
we'll be
man.
Good to go.
You're forgetting you got to put the theme song up top. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
It is.
So, the Seychelles.
It's the Seychelles. It's a bunch of islands.
I don't think they've ever. I don't think they participate in the Olympics. Like, I don't know that they've ever fielded an Olympic athlete. Like, you think back.
I feel like maybe like one, maybe because there's like. The unaffiliated team, right?
Olympics. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't go in as a country. It's just like, this guy is pretty good, but his country's not footing the bill here. So
right.
we GoFundMe me an Olympic team. I think it's essentially how that works. I think they might have sent a couple people in there.
Because you got to figure they have some swimming capabilities, right? Like,
they're an island nation. Are there boat Olympics?
I think there's probably like what crew,
so like,
but that's like,
yeah,
some,
there's like a,
that's some rich bullshit. So maybe,
yeah, not some, that's some Yale bullshit. That's not, if there's like a kayaking one, maybe. I don't know. Olympic things, man.
I don't know either. I just feel like
I just want to watch curling. It's the only Olympic I care about.
Oh man, you got to get on board with the Summer Olympics and check out handball. It's nuts. Real fun.
Is that like when you're a little kid, you just slap a ball with your hand?
No, it's like, it's sort of, they like, it's almost like, it's like indoor soccer, but instead of kicking it, they like whip the ball at the goalie. It's nuts.
Hmm. That doesn't pique my interest at all. Are they gingerly sliding the ball across a great distance?
It's been.
And you can just patiently watch whether it gets to the middle part or not?
Nah, it's been 4 years since I've watched, but I'm pretty sure you're just describing curling.
Yeah, that's what does it for me. I want to watch a sport I think I could do.
So like, you're a big darts guy.
I would probably watch darts if it was on television. I don't know that I ever have. I've played darts. I'm not good at it, but like, I could be. Like, there's nothing stopping me from playing darts a bunch and getting pretty good at it. I will never be like a good man basketball player. That's in the Olympics, right? Yeah, because of Michael Jordan. I'm not going to be great at basketball because you got to run and stuff. I can stand in one spot and huck some darts across a room.
Yeah, no, I believe in you. I'm starting to regret not going with lighthouses, because in hindsight, I know a lot more about lighthouses than I do the Seychelles.
Well, they're dick-shaped. I know that.
Yeah.
I know the lady that I used to work with at Ruby Tuesday loved lighthouses and would not acknowledge that it was a dick thing.
See, that's great, man. Like, that's the kind of, like, hot fact that would have been definitely on the actual Wikipedia page. Seychelles, I'm like, I don't know. I think I watched No Reservations about the Seychelles one time.
I didn't work with anybody at Ruby Tuesday who even knew anything about the Seychelles.
Well, I mean, why do you think...
Island Nation.
Well, hold up. Before we take this seriously, okay.
It's an archipelago.
It is an archipelago. Look at you.
Bunch of island. Yeah, I know stuff.
Why do you think Sweet Boy Pat Jansen wanted to know so much about these? Do you think it's because it's in the news in terms of our passport?
I do think he might be living there.
You think? I thought he was more of like a corn guy.
He was based in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
He did just post that he was relocating for a while. It didn't say where.
Okay.
So I think this might have been his big reveal. He's going Jamiroquai. He's going deeper underground.
Interesting. Interesting that you chose to call it a big reveal by making a comment on your Facebook post about a podcast that we haven't updated in like 6 months. Yeah. Real big reveal, Pat. Good job.
That's some deep state shit.
Yeah, like he's probably a lizard person too. We're just waiting for that.
Everyone's gonna be like, "Where's Pat? Yeah. Where in the world is Pat Jansen? The Seychelles, baby. He's living that life."
All right, let's take it seriously, really quick, because we are running out of time on our half before we actually do some learning here. This fine night that we're recording. So it's an archipelago. I think it's in the Atlantic Ocean.
I still don't, but you sound more confident than I do.
Fish.
Rich Russian dicks go there. So I think it's like...
Yeah, if you're a rich Russian dick, you can go anywhere.
I guess that would be like, what, Indian? Because you want to go south of Russia.
Yeah, objectively, you always want to go south of Russia. Otherwise, you're just North Pole in it, and why? Unless you're looking for Frankenstein's monster, in which case, you're in the right spot.
He loves it up there.
He does! It's so cold, there's nobody to bother him.
Yeah. Just leave him alone.
God, he just wants to be... Just let him live.
Was Victor chasing him to the North Pole, or was the monster chasing Victor?
Victor was chasing him. Victor was on a boat on his way up to the North Pole, I believe, at the beginning of it, to get the monster. Yeah, gotta go get him.
Get that monster. Kill your little brother.
Been a hot sec since I've read that, though, so also...
Same.
It's good. It's very good. I should reread that.
Big fan. So I just said big fan.
I didn't get that.
Siri's like,
could you try
what?
Wow.
My phone doesn't do this. Just.
Well, hey, just real quick, ask Siri what something about the Seychelles, because like technically, you can't.
It's not gonna come through on the recording, right? But I can cheat. I can be like, hey Siri, tell me something about the Seychelles.
Yeah, you could do that, and if it happens,
here's what I found.
Oh, it's not. Okay, yeah, that worked. I can cheat pretty good now.
Yeah, did it work?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like, what do you have in front of you?
I mean, this is the end of the show, essentially.
Oh, really? It's got, like, the whole Wikipedia page?
Up the Wikipedia page. I'm looking at the opening paragraph.
Fucking goddamn it. Well, don't read it. We got to take a break. We got to try to recoup some of that sweet ad dollars that have been dying for a while.
We need those $8.
We need those $8.
Gotta buy this Diet Dr. Pepper. Hey friends. It's me, Glenn Tinkle, here for the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast with, as always, my friend and co-host John Unger.
Hello!
Today, I like that we're both doing fun voices.
Yeah, why not? It's a fun to do with this podcast.
Today, the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast is brought to you by birdhouses. Do you have birds? Where are you going to put them? A bag? Nah. Get a little birdhouse.
Do you have to occupy an 8-year-old for an afternoon? Why not make a birdhouse?
Yeah. Is that small child going to paint it in a way that will make it attractive to birds and not horrifying and repel them with all the glitter she has applied? No, she's going to mess that birdhouse up. but she's going to be quiet for a little bit. And that's the important thing.
Birdhouses are the baby on board sign of the backyard.
Do you want to hear little baby birds chirp, but you don't want to get too close because you're afraid you're going to scare the mother away? Get a birdhouse in your yard, and then when you're cutting the grass, be like, I think there's birds in there, maybe?
Do you want to not be able to clean a nest out of something? Get a birdhouse.
Yeah, how do they do that? It's like a ship in a bottle, huh?
Yeah, sometimes they got a little bottom that's supposed to, like, pop up so you can, like, clean it out after they leave, but, like, they never work.
Do you want to not be 100% sure you got the right shape birdhouse for the birds that you want to attract? Because apparently birds are pretty picky about where they live, especially since they live in not houses most of the time.
Do you have too much money and you want to buy a very elaborate handcrafted birdhouse in the shape of, like, your actual house made by some fucking weird reclusive artist in Wilmington, Delaware? That's a thing you could do if you want a birdhouse.
I love the specifics, but yeah, that's a bad look when you have the little... Also, don't do it to your mailbox.
Oh, yeah. Mailbox is way worse.
What if you really like cardinals, because they love conifers, as we all know. Mm-hmm. So you get a birdhouse thinking, I'm going to get some cardinals in here. Better, I'm going to paint it red. I'm going to put some pine cones on it. And then fucking blue jays move in? I'd be pissed.
Yeah, man, that would suck. I'd be worried if I had a birdhouse.
You gotta redline that birdhouse.
If I had a birdhouse that looked like my actual house, I would worry that if a bird went into that house, it would be some sort of weird Freaky Friday situation, and suddenly the bird would be in my body, and I would be a bird, and that just sounds terrible. I'd have to eat worms.
What is? All right. Well, now we have to develop this pilot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what if I built a birdhouse that looked exactly like my house, and I put it in my yard, and then instead of a bird, it's the tiny Glenn, and little members of my family moved in there. Like a little three inch tall me.
That'd be a terrible.
But it's like the same guy. Like, we have the same thoughts and memories.
I don't know, man.
It's just
feels
smaller.
It feels more like hang out. It's not really a show as much as it's like a 45-second Adult Swim interstitial.
Yeah, as much as the short animation that I'm going to probably spend the next 6 months making because it sounds fun.
Well, that's why that's why this new season of Improvised Wikipedia is not coming out till 2021.
Glenn, did you put that episode out? Yeah, nah, man, I'm deep in learning Blender.
I'm going full Ben Wyatt doing stop-motion animation over here.
Yeah.
Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout to save 10% on birdhouses.
I genuinely forgot we were doing that.
All right.
And we're back.
We're back. We are so back, and I was wrong, and you were right, but fans of the pod won't be surprised because the Seychelles are, in fact, an archipelago.
No, we definitely use the word archipelago.
Well, they're in the Indian Ocean. The Indian Ocean.
Hey, Siri, tell me about the Seychelles. I just want to bring the page up without looking.
There you go. So it's off the eastern coast of the
Somalia. Here's some information.
The country consists of 115 islands. Whoa,
that's a lot of islands.
That's a lot of islands.
I would not have said that many. If, like, we said a lot, I meant like 15.
Right, not 115. It's capital.
What are you doing with all them islands?
Well, apparently you make it a republic and you speak French and Creole. Its capital is its largest city, Victoria. It lies 1,500 kilometers east of mainland Africa. Other nearby island countries and territories include. Why is that in the first paragraph of this page? I want
to
know about.
Just to give you like an idea of where it's at.
I guess. That's why the map's on the right-hand side.
That's true.
If we were really committed to this podcast, we could play the national anthem of the Seychelles, but we're not. So just know that it's on the official Wikipedia page.
I could drop it in, maybe.
You're not going to do that.
I can. That's a very easy thing to do.
Seychelles was uninhabited prior to being encountered by Europeans in the 16th century. It faced competing French and British interests until coming under full British control in the late 19th century. Since proclaiming independence from the United Kingdom in 1976, Seychelles has developed from a largely agricultural society to a market-based diversified economy, characterized by rapidly rising service, public sector, and tourism activities.
Yeah, rich dicks.
Yep. From 76 until 2015, nominal GDP grew nearly sevenfold, and purchasing power parity increased nearly 16-fold. Since the late 2010s, the government has taken steps to encourage foreign investment. Today, the Seychelles boasts the highest nominal per capita GDP of any African nation. It's the first African country with an HDI score exceeding 0.8, and therefore the only country in the continent with a very high human development index.
Oh, that's, I was going to say, I have no idea what HDI is, but then you said it.
Yeah. It is one of the only two countries in Africa classified as a high-income economy by World Bank, the other being Mauritius? I've never heard of that country.
Mauritius.
I'm going to look that up. Despite relative...
Meridius? I have no idea how to say it.
I don't either.
Meridius sounds nice.
It does.
I have no idea how to say it. Should we move to the Seychelles?
I mean, honestly, it sounds like we can't afford to.
Or can we afford not to?
Good question. Despite its relative prosperity, poverty remains widespread, and the country has one of the highest levels of economic inequality and unequal wealth distribution, with upper and ruling class commanding a vast proportion of the country's wealth. Well, as Americans, we definitely understand that concept, though.
Yeah, we'd fit right in with that dynamic.
So the Seychellois culture and society is an eclectic mix of French, British, and African influences, with more recent infusions of Chinese and Indian elements. The country is a member of...
What's the podcasting scene like? Does it mention it?
I don't know. I'll get there in a sec. Country is a member of the UN, the African Union, the Southern African Development Community, and the Commonwealth of Nations. End of opening paragraph. I feel like I really don't know that much about Seychelles.
I feel like I've not learned that much.
Yeah. I will say...
Where it is the big one.
Their flag
is... And how many islands there are.
Their flag is pretty fun. First and foremost, something that strikes me is it seems to be longer than most flags, like wider. Like the proportion that I'm seeing on here, it's a very... It almost...
So what you're saying is daddy thick.
Yeah, daddy thick. And it's all of the different... color stripes emanate from the bottom left-hand corner of the flag and kind of starburst out. It's pretty fun. I like it.
Ooh, that's a nice flag. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. We got to get these folks in Olympic team just to get that flag out there.
That's what I'm saying.
That looks like some Captain Marvel shit.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
That green, not so much. There's no green in the Captain Marvel logo, but that the blue, yellow, red.
Kind of reminds me of like 80s like Fila.
Sure. I don't know what Fila is.
That's like a shoe. It's very pretty.
Oh, okay.
There's lots of information here. There's a beautiful picture of a giant tortoise, which is pretty cool.
You can chill with the tortoise? You
can chill with the tortoise. They've got birds. They got water. They got a church.
Yeah, it's islands. Baby.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm not really...
Oh, I just saw a tortoise picture.
Yeah, it's pretty
and that
cool.
That bird.
Right?
Look at the ass on that bird.
It's a boy.
That bird's all ass. It's a tiny bird with like a 9-inch tail feather hanging down.
It's true.
Big swinging tail feather.
Much like the big, lighthouse.
Big swinging tail feather just triggered Siri.
Oh, well, I mean...
Uh-huh.
I guess we're on to your Pornhub habits. I mean, it's very clear that we did not win. We didn't know much about the Seychelles. I was way wrong.
It doesn't mention the Olympics at all.
No. I mean, did you do a search of the page though?
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely confused the Seychelles with something else. I confused them with. Let's find out. The Azores, or however you say that, the Azores. ACORES in the middle of the Atlantic. That is what
I have no idea.
That is what I confuse them with. I'm very sorry.
You done steered me wrong.
I did.
Just like the INS Teg approaching the port of Victoria in the Seychelles, as depicted in this picture I'm looking at on the Seychelles Wikipedia page.
It's a good page. It's not the best page I've ever seen, but there's a...
Yeah, the opening paragraph's a little janky. I feel like we did not come away with a lot of information other than that we were wrong about where it was and both way underestimated how many islands it has.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that flag is lit. The more I look at it, the more I love it.
Isn't it great?
The angles are fun. The five different colors all kind of coming together in a point really, like... shows that it's a lot of islands coming together as one nation. I like the vibe it's giving off.
Well, I scrolled down to like the culture section to just do a skim for your podcast question. So there's a couple of sentences about their like art, like traditional arts, like your visual arts.
Sure.
There's a couple of sentences on music. Their cuisine looks tremendous. You've got lots of curry. I'm
scrolling through the cuisine. A lot of lentils.
A lot of curries. A lot of rice. A lot of tropical
fruits. Some curry lentils.
But here we go. The media section.
You sound tasty.
I'm going to read this media section because I feel like if they have podcasting, it's going to be there, right? So the main daily newspaper is the Seychelles Nation. It's dedicated to local government views and current affairs and topics. Other political parties operate other papers, such as Rhaegar. Rhaegar.
Great Nintendo game, Rhaegar.
Foreign newspapers and magazines are readily available in most bookshops and news agents. The papers are mostly written in Seychellois, Creole, French, and English.
Probably Seychellois.
Okay, here we go. The main television and radio network is operated by Seychelles Broadcasting Corporation, which offers locally produced news and discussion programs in the Seychellois Creole language, broadcast around between 3 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. on weekdays, and longer hours on the weekends. There are also imported English and French language television programs imported on Seychellois terrestrial television, and international satellite television has a rapidly growing market. There.
So how we get improvised Wikipedia, the television show, on the SBC?
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to go through to that SBC page, learn a little bit more about that corporation. They got radio stations, so that's a good sign, right? Like, no mention of podcasts on that page, though. I don't know, maybe a letter writing campaign? That feels like it might have some legs.
I just saw Seychellois society is essentially matriarchal.
That's cool.
Mothers tend to be dominant in the household.
Fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Hell yeah. Huh. Seychelles ladies, get it done.
Well, I mean, I guess it's fair to say tonight we lost, but we won because we learned a lot about how dope the Seychelles are.
It does. I don't love the income inequality. Do love
that flag.
The prominent use of coconut curry and lentils in the cuisine. Absolutely digging that flag.
Yeah,
we've talked about my hatred for the flag of my home state of New Jersey.
Oh, it trash. It sucks
the
heart.
Pits.
It's the fucking, it's the Nickelback of state flags.
It's just garbage. Like, Pennsylvania isn't much better. Like, you have a better background color, and that's really about it in terms of how the two compare. But man, Seychelles, your flag is on point. It's fun. It's vibrant. Makes me want to eat some lentils.
Oh, I thought it made you want to do more than that. Are you just going to stop? Just makes you want to eat some lentils?
I was trying to think of other things.
Well, I mean, they love curries.
But all the things I was going to say were fake things that we said and not real.
Why not some lentils and some curry, man? I'd party
down with
you.
Let's go to Victoria.
Let's do it. Let's check it out. Let's find a Russian dickhead and go party in Victoria.
I'm looking at the skyline of Victoria. It's like a pretty nice looking little beach town. Looks nice.
Wonder how they're making out right now with COVID.
Well, they're still letting us in, so my guess is not super good.
Fair. That's fair. Wonder if I was wrong about that. I don't know. It's changing so much, and I don't want to look it up. Let's just assume I'm right. It'll be better for everybody involved that way.
Yeah, I know it's not a ton of places. I know it was like one or two places people might find surprising, and I feel like, yeah, I would be surprised that I could go here. Do you ever just want to, like, give it all up and just, like, move to the suburbs of Queensland, Australia, and just be a dog dad and just be Bandit from the show Bluey?
I have never had that because I don't know that show because I don't watch it because I don't have small children. But it sounds wonderful. I've always wanted to go to Australia. Maybe before I die, our passports will be good enough.
Yeah,
to
we can't go now.
Nope.
My friend across the street when I was like in kindergarten was from Australia, and then they moved back, and then would occasionally over the years, like their family would come to the U.S. and stop by to visit, and then my parents and my friend's parents went to Australia a couple years ago, but I couldn't go. But now I can't because we're not allowed to. But yeah, I kind of just want to go there. And I also do want to be a cartoon dog. But, you know, it just seems nice. But maybe we should go to the Seychelles instead.
Maybe.
I don't know what their cartoon dog situation is like, though.
Well, let's just let Pat Jansen settle in and we'll just go visit him. Done deal. Thanks for the suggestion, Pat. We're coming to get you, boy.
Nice suggestion. I hope you enjoy your new life in the Seychelles, Pat.